Are you ready to start your journey as a small business owner? Ready to start something bold? Something groundbreaking? Utah is the startup capital of the world, and we're setting a new global standard for innovation and entrepreneurship. So if you're thinking about starting a new business or looking to grow an existing business, this is where you'll find the resources to make it happen. Visit startup.utah.gov today and start something here.
Hey, it's Brother One
and Brother Two
from Two Brothers Mattress. You'll spend 33% of this year on your mattress.
That's almost 3,000 hours.
Start sleeping comfortably on a new Serta mattress.
Visit one of our five stores or twobrothersmattress.com.
With our lowest price guarantee
and our 100-night trial,
your locally owned Two Brothers Mattress is your number one choice in Serta mattresses. Visit one of our five stores or twobrothersmattress.com.
Twobrothersmattress.com.
The noon hour is here.
Check it out.
And you're locked on to Utah's highest rated, most listened to sports radio station.
It's my station. It's my station.
This is Hans Olsen and Scotty G on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
You don't want to be Ducks? You'd rather be District 5, some stupid number?
Better than some stupid animal.
I'll have you know, Peter, that the duck is one of the most noble, agile, and intelligent creatures of the animal kingdom.
But they're wimpy. They don't even have teeth.
Neither do hockey players. Have you guys ever seen a flock of ducks flying in perfect formation? It's beautiful. Pretty awesome the way they all stick together. Ducks never say die. Ever seen a duck fight? No way. Why? Because the other animals are afraid. They know that if they mess with one duck, they gotta deal with the whole flock. I'm proud to be a duck, and I'd be proud to fly with any one of you. So how about it? Who's a duck?
It's time to make the donuts. It's Hans and Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Nice hockey reference. I like it, Lloyd.
Glad you enjoyed it.
We're diversifying. Hey, Hans, how are you?
Did you play some Mighty Ducks coming in? I didn't hear the open.
Yes.
You feel better about that?
I feel better that it just isn't Miracle. That's all. It could be Slapshot. It could be, I don't know, what other hockey movies are there?
Those are the two.
Slapshot, Mighty Ducks, and
Strange
Miracle.
Strange Brew.
There's
it's got
little,
some hockey.
A little bit of hockey in Strange Brew.
Running Man.
Yeah.
Running Man is not hockey.
Yeah, it's got the whole hockey scene in it where they get on the ice and. Yeah.
Oh, never mind. Blades of Glory is not hockey.
Or, yeah, Lloyd, that toe pick one isn't hockey either.
No, that very much is.
No, that's
sort of.
That's
Did
ice skating.
Did you say Blades of Glory?
What's that one? What's that toe pick? What's that movie? I forget the name of it. That's a good movie for a romantic, not
yeah,
rom-com.
Yeah, Sweeney, he killed it.
Yeah, D.B. Sweeney, before he got abducted by an alien and could never really look at him the same way after that one.
Man, what is the name of that movie?
You know what movie I'm talking about,
exactly,
right?
Yeah, I know exactly what movie.
Fire in the Sky is the one where he got abducted. That one.
Yeah, and he came out of that never the same
no,
again.
No, you're not the same actor after you get probed.
Hockey's been awesome, though. A lot of news going on today.
Yeah, we're going to have some breaking news probably around, I'd say, 1:30.
Board of Governors are meeting and are supposed to have a decision right around 1:30, you said?
I think the meeting actually starts at 1. So I would imagine somewhere around like 1:30 or so, we will have a little bit of an announcement. Well, because it's a foregone conclusion that's going to happen.
Yeah. I kind of like how it's happened because everybody can get used to what's about to happen.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, can we do a little house cleaning real quick?
Yeah. What do you got?
I'm getting a lot of, people say, all right, so Greg Wrubell did me dirty a few years ago when he came on the air and said, hey, what you in Boise? What happened there?
Where are you at right now? Yeah.
And so I saw a tweet earlier today where he's like, I'm on my sixth coach in my 30 years doing play-by-play at BYU. I'm like, well, I'm doing on my fifth coach in the last 8 years.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, way to flex on him. Wait, I'm like, no, I was just, that was not my intention. That was not a shot at Greg. Greg, if you're listening, that was not a shot. I'm just saying, like, you've dealt with a level of consistency that I have not been able to enjoy in my time at BYU or at Utah State.
You're 5 since 16? Is that right?
Yeah, 17. 17, 18. So this will be my, coming up next year, will be my 8th year doing play-by-play at Utah State. It'll be my 5th head basketball coach.
And this will be his 6th since 96?
96, 97, or 97, 98, ooh, something like that.
He's had a good, man. He's got to know these coaches pretty well.
Yeah.
They've stuck around for a while. And I think that, boy, it sure felt like Kevin Young is in this for the long haul. Didn't it feel like in his introductory that it
kind of feels that way. Yeah, for sure.
Holy cow. I think he's dug in like a tick. Maybe that's where we start. I'll talk a little bit why I think he's probably dug in like a tick. And also, I've just never seen a contract at BYU be this public. And there's some talking points, I think, to be had on his contract and what it means.
Yep. All right, let's get to it. Starting lineup, Hans and Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
This is Hans and Scotty G.
Let's go!
The lineup is set, and it's time to kick off the show with the biggest topic of the day. This is the starting lineup on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Once I realized how special this place was, it became easier and easier, to be honest with you. You know, I've known a lot of these guys, Tom and Brian, like you said, we go back some years, but when President Reese and Keith came down and we were talking, that moved the needle quite heavily for me, to be honest with you. As it relates to the NBA and the dream and so forth, truth be told, it's never actually really been my dream to be a head coach in the NBA. I love basketball. I love working with young players. I love developing players. I love building relationships, and to be able to do all those things at a place that has the family atmosphere that I so desired for my kids and my wife to be around, it actually became a really easy choice.
There you go. Part of the press conference last night. Boy, they made that an event, too. Starting lineup right here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone, all brought to you by Lee's Heating and Air, home of the award-winning line of America's Standard Furnaces and Air Conditioners. Call or visit leesheatac.com to schedule a free in-home estimate or get a free second opinion.
I actually sent a tweet out on this because I thought it was awesome multiple times. He looks at his wife with stars in his eyes. Do you notice that? She's sitting kind of front row, and he just keeps looking down. Every time he mentions her, he gets this big grin, big stars in his eyes, and he's like, well, she's actually a lot of the reason why we're here. He's a family man, and you know, he feels like it's some of that, too.
Is that on the air, Lloyd? Okay.
Lloyd, I got to know when you're on the air and when you're not.
I'm sorry.
You can't just interrupt my comments and
I'm
then
sorry.
Me comment, and now I've lost my train of thought. So anyways,
he loves
I can't
his wife.
Remember what I was saying. Oh, yeah. So she's obviously a big reason of why they came to Provo, why he would leave the NBA and why they came to Provo. So I love that. I love that he's a great family man. At least that's what comes across in his conversation. And between the contract and his comments, it made me feel that you're at least going to be able to keep him around for 3 to 5 years. I don't think it's going to be a one and done if he had great success. And it felt like there's potential to keep him even further. You know, he went into his love for the university and his love for development and his love for the kids, and he didn't show any signs of fear in recruiting or regret when Jake Hatch asked him about the recruiting aspect of it. And he was like, no, I got no problem with that. I like building relationships. I think that's probably one of my strong points. So that, with the fact that BYU is actually paying him and paying him big.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that this is not a stepping stone for him in a head coaching direction. I'm hoping, and this is if he has success, I'm hoping that he finds a home there, a place that he loves and a place that he stays.
I would like to think that coaches are at a point where stability has got to mean something. and you can establish your family. He's got a young family where you can establish kids. You know, the same thing with the with Jared Calhoun up at Utah State, you know, where you can be like, okay, you know what? I can go chase dollars and get generational money, but also there's something about stability. But here's the thing, BYU's paying him generational money. I mean, a contract that's going to pay him $30 million over the span of 7 years. And let's be honest, if he's having success there at BYU, he's going to get a lot more than $30 million over 7 years, because they'll tear that thing up after 2 years and give him a big fat extension. So the fact that that's what they started with, because a lot of times, you know, first time head coach, we're going to give you this. And if you knock it out of the park, get into the tournament in a couple of years, then we'll give you a big fat extension and go from there. But no, this is the starting point. Now, it's not going to be 7 years or $30 million. He's either going to get fired in 2 years or 3 years, or he's going to get a big fat extension. But that this is the starting point of this contract, which is remarkable. The BYU is. I mean, I took when I saw, you know, we were talking about Mark Madsen at Cal. And John Wilner tweeted out his buyout and what BYU or whoever would need to get Mark Madsen. And essentially, you'd have to pay $4 million just to get him out of his contract, let alone what you'd have to pay him to be the head coach. And the fact that, and I said, look, there's no way BYU's paying $4 million in a buyout. It's just not going to happen. It's ridiculous. Well, guess what? This is a new world BYU's living in right now. And that's why I think, and you and I talked about this a couple days ago, this is why I think it would have been very smart. I don't know who leaked the contract out, but if I'm BYU, it would have been very smart to leak that contract out, because you can tell the whole world you're not screwing around anymore. You're in the Big 12. You're in the toughest conference in all of college basketball. You're here to play big boy basketball. And so, yeah, you know what? We're a private institution. We don't release numbers, but hey, we gave this dude $30 million over 7 years. That's our starting point. That's where we're at.
So to kind of further reiterate that point, Devin Booker was in the locker room. Obviously, Phoenix Suns superstar Devin Booker was in the locker room, and reporters asked him about Kevin Young leaving. And you can hear it at the back end of this comment that Lloyd's about to play. You can hear it as he mentions it. You can tell that he's either had conversations with Kevin Young. I don't think he necessarily read the piece about the contract. Like, I think that you got that, Lloyd. It sounds to me like there was some type of conversation. For instance, Devin Booker's at practice. He's like, man, you're leaving us? Yeah. Why? Money.
Well,
you know, and then Devin Booker saying, oh, what are we talking about? And that's why I said this feels different, because in the past, there's been clauses that coaches can't talk about their contract at BYU. And this whole thing's different. Listen to Devin Booker as he mentions the contract and kind of laughs.
What do you think about Kevin getting that job at BYU?
KYU. I'm excited for him and his family, man. Somebody that I developed a great relationship with, somebody that, you know, I wish I could play college basketball for, or have somebody like him recruit me. You know, so I'm going to be keeping close eyes on the program and everything that he's doing. I know they're in really good hands. I know he got a good deal. So, you know, it's good to see, you know, him and his family taken care of.
So he says, I know he got a really good deal.
Yeah.
And kind of laughed. This is the most public a contract has ever been for BYU. And it's the most money that's ever been paid to a head coach at BYU in the history of the university. And I think it's by a stretch. Like, I think that this is a significant amount more than they've paid any other head coach at BYU.
Oh, yeah. By a mile.
So,
what do you think? Kalani's at, we don't know, but do you think Kalani's right around two, maybe?
I honestly have, you'd have to, because it is so private.
Yeah.
It's like, and, you know, I know Kalani well and been teammates with him for since 1997, I think, is when he came back from his mission. And we talk about everything.
Yeah.
But not that.
But not money.
Ever.
Nor, yeah, nor should you.
Like, and it's crazy because, and he's told me in the past, he said, no, like, contract stuff, it's all sealed up. Like, you don't talk about the contracts at BYU. So it would be a complete guess that I'd venture, Scotty, but I'd say it was in that ballpark based off of some of the numbers I'd heard about Bronco.
Yeah.
When he left, because I stay in touch with his staff. And so some of the numbers of what I knew from him and kind of applied, but you can't really even build it out because there's also bonuses and things that are worked into this. So I think this is an interesting aspect of it.
Well, let me just add to that really quick, because I think this is an important to note, is that football is your bell cow. I mean, whether you like it or not, football is the thing that's moving the meter in all of college athletics right now. All of the transition that's going on in college athletics right now, it's all about football. It's not about basketball. So next year, one of two things are going to happen with the BYU football team. Kalani Sitake is going to go 9-3, 10-2, have a really good year, and he's going to say, guess what? Your basketball coach is making double what I'm making. That ain't going to fly. Or, heaven forbid, because I like Kalani and those guys, they go 4-8, 5-7, and Tom might make a move, and he has to hire a new head coach on the football staff, and a new guy's going to come in and say, guess what? I will be making more than the basketball coach. Either way,
yeah.
Either way, you're going to see probably that job being earning more, probably about $2.5 to $3 million a year than it is right now. So you're not just investing in basketball. That's also a statement about what you're going to have to do in football probably in about, 10 to 14 months from now.
Some real positive and negatives with this being so public.
Yeah.
For sure. But I see it as more positives.
I do too. Absolutely.
Because I think BYU fans needed something that said we're serious. And the Kevin Young hire, as soon as it was announced, I think you texted me and said, wow, big hire. All right, I can't remember what it was.
Big money. The number, yeah.
And I remember thinking, wow, because Kevin Young, in my opinion, was a pipe dream. Like, he and Alex Jensen, I felt like, were just a pipe dream.
Alex, I thought, had a better shot than Kevin, but when I heard the Kevin thought, I'm like, what? No. What, you guys are ridiculous. No.
So it's interesting because BYU's got this new president, and we're just starting to get a feel for what he's all about. This is really the first push with President Reese. And he was front and center for the presser, and from what I understand, very aggressive in the negotiation. And we are now seeing something that has never happened in BYU sports history. And as you mentioned, it's a precedent that's been set. And as I look at it, there's something different, because there used to be so much bureaucratic red tape that BYU would have to go through, to the point where, Scotty, there was a group of older gentlemen, one in particular that led this group, that would put together a pool of money to supplement coaches' pay to try to keep them happy. That was happening because they want coaches to be happy. They want them to feel paid. And in the past, it took a group outside of BYU that was like, hey, we'll do what we can to make sure that you feel compensated. That doesn't need to happen. That shouldn't happen. And this is an indicator to me that President Reese is like, that's not going to happen here. We will contract. We will pay. And we will pay market value. And this is market value for a guy of this caliber.
In the Big 12 Conference, this is market value. And you're right, with the resume he brings to the table, too.
Well, and just listening to him talk and being like, oh, yeah, I was just talking to Devin Booker. He's gonna actually come out to Provo. Chris Paul's coming out to Provo. That's pretty cool. Now, I think a lot of that is recruiting.
Oh, yeah.
Of, hey, so Dallin Hall, I know you're thinking about leaving. I do want you to know that one of the greatest point guards in NBA history and one of the greatest guards in the league right now, they're both saying that they'll come out this way. It's great. It's a great tactic, and I would leverage it because he needs to get Dallin Hall and he needs to get these guys that jumped into the portal. It'd be nice to hear a with certainty that Jackson Robinson is returning.
Yeah.
You know, those types of things would be great. And he knows he's good. He knows he's a good coach. And he knows he's only as good as the players that he can get.
That's what it all boils down to, especially be on that in college. Roster. Yep.
So I think that was a great presser. A lot to take from it. I feel like there's a bit of a new leaf that's been turned at BYU in terms of contracting, because I've never seen anything public. I've never seen numbers like this. I've never heard current professional athletes mention a contract and giggle about it and say, yeah, he got paid. He got taken care of.
Yep. All right, Hans and Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Happy Thursday, everybody. We are fired up. We're having a great time here in studio as Wendy's joining us from Bell Medical. All right, guys, summer is almost here. You look in that mirror and you're like, I got some work to do. And you're here to help. Let's talk about the dad bod makeover at Bell Medical.
You know, I'd love to. I think, you know, making men aware that there's areas of their body that they probably just get embarrassed about or laugh about or just think there's nothing that can be done. And at Bell Medical, we are able to remove the stubborn fat, belly fat, in particular men. I think that's probably the most common area, would you say?
For sure, yeah.
Yeah, is that area. And they, you know, I think men in general feel kind of bad about that. And they just think, oh, I just need to eat better or I work out more. But in reality, that stubborn fat won't go away without going in and getting something done. And at Bell Medical, we can do that in the most minimally invasive way.
So and I think that's called Bell Sculpt.
Is Bell Sculpt. You're right. So nice job.
Yeah, kind of explain Bell Sculpt to me. And Scotty and I like it in like base forms where we can really understand.
Okay.
What is Bell Sculpt? And how is it a less invasive way than maybe liposuction?
Well, in a few ways. Our patients are awake during procedure. Some might say, oh, that sounds terrible. But in reality, that is a really safe way to go in and get anything done. We give you some oral medication so you're comfortable. But we go in through a piece of equipment that is based on vibration. And we go through a tiny punch hole. So there's little to no scarring, no stitching. And we take this vibration across the layer of fat. And those fat cells respond. And then we suction them out. So they're gone, and they're gone permanently. It's not gimmick. It's not maybe they'll freeze. Maybe, you know, maybe they'll go away with this. They're gone. They're in a jar. I mean, these fat cells are in a jar and they're gone. And so we're able to sculpt a body, remove fat cells that have been with it all along and that have become stubborn, and really get in the way of diet and exercise. Diet and exercise, we all try to do it. And oftentimes we go on these roller coaster yo-yo, and it's because of that stubborn fat, belly fat in particular.
That just hangs out.
It does. Yeah. It just hangs out.
No pun intended. Yeah.
And as men, we don't want it to hang out.
Yeah.
Sometimes it gets loose.
Yeah. No, it is. And it's hard. And it makes it impossible to want to do anything healthy. I mean, I think we've all been in, like, I'm going to do really well and I'm going to do all these great things for my body and eat well and work out.
Yeah.
But then it just seems like nothing really works or works permanently.
Who's the prime candidates for this?
Anyone. All of us have genetically stubborn parts of our body. And so I think that we're just trying to educate men in particular. I think men sometimes are a little like, oh, I don't know, like, is this something that I can do or that I should do? We have seen men's health change when they go in and remove that fat. We've seen men that are trying to get on to be firefighters that have to have a certain amount of body fat. And they've come in and they've removed that with us, and they're able to then go and meet the criteria for something like that. People come in with a lot of different needs and goals, but the amazing thing about Bell Medical is we're able to say, when you come, we partner with everyone and say, what we offer works. We give you tools that work. And when you're able to change a body permanently, that's a pretty amazing thing.
That's awesome. What's the best way to get a hold of you and get something set up?
BellMedical.com. Find a clinic that's near you and make a call. And really, it's just a conversation.
That's two L's, B-E-L-L-E.
B-E-L-L-E medical.com. You'll find us right there.
And let's go.
Yeah, I'm just encouraging people to do it. I mean, we got summer coming up. I mean, can you get the fat off people before summer?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we can. Come in, have a conversation. See if it's a match for you.
Go to bellmedical.com. Wendy's going to be hanging out with us throughout the show today. Again, bellmedical.com. This is 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
This is DJ and PK.
Ryan Smith, Jazz and RSL owner, join us right here on The Zone.
On the local ownership piece, I've been super fortunate to be invited to be a part of a lot of different ownership groups outside of the state of Utah. I'm interested in Utah sports. I'm not interested in Premier League overseas. I'm not interested in hockey teams outside of Utah. If it's in Utah, that's what I care about. And I care about building the brand and being able to tell a good story and do things that haven't ever been done here in Utah. Our fan base is fanatical, and that's a good thing. We're fortunate to have people who really care in this state about our sports, and I wouldn't trade that. We know what it feels like to win in Utah. It's better than anything in anywhere else, and there's nothing I want more than to be able to let this fan base have that in everything we do.
Catch DJ and PK mornings from 6 to 10. Presented by Murdoch Chevrolet. Proudly serving Utah since 1926. On 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Two young fathers are shot to death outside an iconic Utah restaurant.
I said, your dad has been hurt really bad.
The grief was disorienting for those left behind, until one choice changed everything.
I just remember writing this letter, and it wasn't me writing it.
Can a personal decision shape generations?
We're all falling for this guy's trick.
I'm Amy Donaldson. Season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, is available now. Follow us at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
And Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Let's welcome in our third co-host of the show, as he's made multiple appearances over the last couple weeks as we put a wrap on the Cardinals. The Cardinals, again, that's me wanting an NFL team. The Coyotes, who are going to be on their way here in Salt Lake City. The Board of Governors is set to vote here in about 25 to 30 minutes, and then it will become official, and I anticipate there'll be all kinds of festivities here in Salt Lake City tomorrow and over the weekend as well. But John Gambandora, kind enough to join us from Arizona Sports. Welcome to our staff meeting again, John. How you doing?
Thanks for joining us.
Scotty,
thanks for
joining us. You can't have our football team, Scotty. You can't have, you know, you already took our hockey team. You can't have our football team. It's not going to happen. We're going to keep them here.
Yeah, Ryan Smith took your assistant coach, too, to BYU for the Sun. So he's
Kevin Young, sure. Yeah, he'll do a great job for them. Very highly sought after. I know he was interviewed to be the Jazz coach a couple of years ago, and he was one of the finalists. They really liked him.
So what's the mood down there? It was seemed like it was pretty quite a celebration. Damn. And somber and all of that. Damn. Last night in that game.
It was yesterday was the realization that, you know, 28 years of hockey in the Valley was coming to an end. I had the great Keith Tkachuk on my show, scored 52 goals one year and 50 another, five-time All-Star. one of the greatest American-born players ever. I had Keith on my show yesterday, longtime Coyote, then went to the Blues. I'm probably going to get either Jeremy Roenick or Rick Tocchet on today. It was a sad day. It was a very, you know, emotional day because the reality and the finality of it set in. That was the last hockey game that maybe will ever be played in Arizona, or at least for the next 5 years will be played in Arizona on the professional level.
You know, I guess, John, this question would be null and void, doesn't really mean anything, but I am curious, is there anything Arizona could have done to salvage this?
A timeline, I'll give you a quick timeline. So when they left Winnipeg, they were never supposed to come to Arizona. They were supposed to go to Minnesota to replace the North Stars. But they had torn down that building, so they couldn't get an arena. So they ended up coming to Arizona and playing where the Suns played. But it was a basketball-only arena, not hockey. So we had what you guys are going to have, about 4,500 limited-view seats is what we had here. Then they were going to move them to Scottsdale because as an NHL team, you have to have your own owner, your own arena. An NHL owner has to have his own arena. Can't be sharing it with somebody because of the revenue streams. It's not like basketball. You need the naming rights, the luxury suites. You need all of those things, the signage to make money. So it was a vote in Scottsdale called Los Arcos. It was an old mall. The vote passed twice, but the owner at the time, Steve Ellman, and the mayor couldn't agree on who was going to pay for the arena and how much. So they were on their way to Portland. 24 hours later, the Coyotes were going to go to Portland. So Winnipeg to Minnesota, no. Winnipeg to Phoenix, yes. Then Phoenix to Portland, but that fell apart because they ended up getting a deal with Glendale. But Glendale was too far away, you know, so the fans didn't support it. So they left Glendale, and they went to this temporary home at the Mullet Arena where ASU plays, and it was a great venue to watch a game, but it was not an NHL standard venue. And in the end, I just think the NHL basically said, we cannot continue to play in a college arena with an NHL pro team. And that's where we are today with you guys getting the hockey team.
When you look back at all of that timeline, if you're going to give the highest percentage of blame, who would you place that high percentage of blame on?
Every single owner they've ever had, including this one, the biggest blame goes to this one. I mean, he should have tried to, you know, maintain the lease with Glendale until he got a new arena, or at least refurbished a place that we had called the Coliseum. It's called the Madhouse on McDowell's, where the Suns used to play before they got their new arena. It's built for hockey too. You could play. I used to play ice hockey there in men's adult leagues. But every owner we've ever had has never really cared about anything but the real estate part of it. They never really wanted the hockey team. The hockey team was a means to get real estate land and plots to put apartment buildings on and hotels and, you know, office buildings, apartments, all of those things, restaurants. So that's what every owner has always wanted. We've always had real estate guys that own the team, not somebody who just owned the team for basically just the love of the game and wanting to, you know, bring excitement to the fans.
John, I just wanted to clarify something that you said a little bit earlier, and that was that each NHL team needs its own arena. The assumption here is largely that the Jazz and the new NHL team will share an arena.
Yeah.
Kind of clarify how that could potentially work.
Well, yeah, because he's the owner. He owns both. So I'm saying the owner can't. So there's five or six areas in the NHL where they share the building. There's several. There's several NHL arenas where the building's shared. But you've got Ryan Smith will own the Jazz, and he'll own the hockey team, whatever you guys decide to name it. I know you want it to be the Pioneers. I know you do.
I love it.
But my point was is the owner can't be renting a building from somebody else and paying rent. You have to own it. The owner of the NHL team has to own the arena. So that's what I'm like in Detroit and Pittsburgh and a lot of the other areas that are out there. You've got to own the arena if you're the owner. Here, that wasn't the case, right? The owner here did not own the arena when they were playing at America West Arena. That was owned by the Suns. So there's just not enough revenue. The NBA revenue is so much higher than the NHL revenue. You've got to rely on ticket sales, but you got to be able to have naming rights. You got to be able to have signage. You can't, you know, Ryan Smith can up the naming rights now and he'll get a piece of it. But like the Phoenix, the Coyotes could not have gone to the Suns arena which is now, you know, whatever it was called, America West Arena, Jobbing.com Arena, all the different names of all the arenas out here, and said, we want our own naming rights. You can't have that. Like, you guys are the Delta Center, right?
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, the kind of, you couldn't bring the hockey team in if somebody else owned it and said, you know what? For our games, we're going to name it a different. We're going to name it something else. No, it's the Delta Center. And Ryan Smith gets all the revenue from being called the Delta Center. So that was my point. The owner of the team has to own the arena for the revenue streams.
So if you're a Phoenix fan or you're a Coyotes fan and you're down in the dumps today, but you're like, hey, you know what? We still have this land that we're bidding on. There might be a chance in, you know, 3, 4, 5 years we get that expansion team. Honestly, in your opinion, John, is it realistic or is hockey pretty much done?
You know, they went back to Atlanta. They went back to Winnipeg. I don't think you could never say never. I mean, there are 6 million people that live here. Now, you know, people were like knocking Salt Lake, and last night they had the Salt Lake Sucks chance. And I apologize for that because you guys are going to do a great job of supporting the team, and the owner's going to put money into it, and you guys are going to love the players that are coming because there's some great young, talented players and a lot of draft picks. So you'll be set up for a lot of success with the right owner. So I think, you know, I think that I think there's a chance they'll get hockey back. I don't want to never say never. June 27th is the date of the auction for the land. If he doesn't win it, well, then that's it. It's over for a while until somebody else may step up and try to bring hockey here. But for this owner specifically, June 27th is the big day. He has to win the land auction, and at least then it's a maybe as far as getting hockey back under his control.
So, John, Scotty and I have been knees deep into the Utah Jazz and the way they distribute their product. And we just recently got local television back where you can get the games with rabbit ears. You don't even have to pay. It's on K-Jazz. It comes through clear as day. And we've absolutely loved it. Ryan Smith has really put ownership back into the fans' hands with their ability to see the games. It's so visible here in Utah. Walk me through the TV deals that that Arizona has dealt with and that the NHL deals with. How, when they do get here, how easy is it for our fans here in the state of Utah to consume NHL hockey?
If it's similar to us, so we had everybody here had Bally Sports Arizona. The Suns, the Diamondbacks, the Coyotes were all on Bally Sports Arizona. But as you may know, the Bally's brand kind of went bankrupt and everybody was on their own. The Suns and Matt Ishbia did maybe exactly what you're telling me Ryan Smith did. He gave out rabbit ears for free. I'm going to lose a ton of money, but I'm going to put the games on where everybody can see them. And he actually said, if you don't have, you know, cable TV and you don't have an outlet, you don't have DirecTV or Cox Communications, or I'll send you rabbit ears for free. You don't have to pay for shipping or everything. All you had to do was fill out a form, and everybody got rabbit ears. So anybody with a television could get the games for the Suns. The Coyotes ended up on a deal with Scripps TV here. The Diamondbacks went to Major League Baseball, so they're being broadcast by the MLB right now. So it's kind of like all over the place with our local teams. They all used to be under one umbrella, and now they're all under different umbrellas. But I'm not sure what your local deal would be, but if Ryan Smith is smart, he would do what he's doing with the Jazz. Put the game, take a little bit less money, put the games on where everybody can watch him, and try to grow the sport. Try to grow the sport where everybody can see it for free, and you don't have to have a subscription to one of the cable providers to get it.
So we've touched on this a couple times with you, but one final thought on the future of this team and its potential. Two questions here. Number one, if you're Ryan Smith, do you keep the general manager in place? Because based on what I've heard and read, he's done a tremendous job. And number two, how good can this team be next year and in 2 years if they continue on the trajectory they're on now and they have an owner that actually invests and doesn't, you know, trade off players for assets?
Number one, I think what every owner should do is keep the current people in place, evaluate for a year and see if you fit together. Okay, you got to do that. You got to wait a year. Bill Armstrong is a tremendous general manager. I did a weekly show with him. Every week he was on with us. He did a great job with the limited resources he had. Ryan Smith's going to give him a lot more resources to go out and spend money on free agents and not have to trade away a lot of his own players, which he's had to do because of just a very limited budget here in Arizona for all of these years. So I think if I'm Ryan Smith, I bring Bill Armstrong and his crew and the coach and I give them a year, and I evaluate them over a year and see if everybody gets along, and we could all sing Kumbaya and see if we all love each other. And if it works out, great, then you keep them. And if it doesn't, then you can make the changes the way you see fit. As far as the team, guys, they were, for about half the season, they were competing for a playoff spot, and then the new, you know, a lot of the news came out, and you know, they lost a lot of games in a row. But there are some of the most young, exciting players in the league. Dylan Gunther is fantastic, and Logan Cooley is sensational, and Clayton Keller's been an all-star several times, and they've got great goaltending. All they really need is an owner that's going to invest in a couple of free agents that could plug some holes and give them some quality depth, and this team will battle for the playoffs next year. I would not be surprised if you guys have a team next year, if Ryan Smith spends a little bit of money, that is in the playoffs next season. And here we would have a whiteout. So every time they were in the playoffs, everybody would wear white. We called it the whiteout. That's a tradition that came from Winnipeg, and I hope it continues in Utah, that when they do make the playoffs, everybody wears white, because it is one of the most incredible things you have ever seen in all your years of being involved in sports and covering sports and playing sports. It's a remarkable experience, the whiteout.
All right, John, I told you the first time we talked, I said I'm always going to have some probably pretty lame question at the back end of these conversations because I'm just stockpiling the information. I'm trying to learn as much as I can. Do we see rest and management in the NHL like we see it in the NBA?
Wait, so say that part again. What do you see in management?
So do we see like resting?
Load management.
Yeah, the resting and the load management in the NBA.
No.
Good.
No, because they don't, you know, there's usually four lines. You have your first, second, third line. Everybody has a fourth line. And so, you know, and then you have a power play unit, a penalty kill unit. So you have your special teams units. So it's not like, you know, Kevin Durant, it's not like Lauri Markkanen's playing 39 minutes in a game and he'll play for 8 minutes straight and then, you know, come off for 3 minutes and then come back on. I mean, you know, these guys will take a shift. That'll be about 45 seconds. They'll go hard and then they'll come off the ice and they'll rest. And then second line, the third line will go. And then they'll come back on. They'll go really hard for about 45 seconds and then rest. So it's, you know, it's a lot different because of the shifts, everybody's, you know, the different shifts that they have in hockey. If that makes any sense to you?
It doesn't. And I actually asked the question for a reason, because I was looking at it. They finished the season 5-2, and the five wins, two of them against the Edmonton Oilers, who are playoff bound, one against the Canucks, who are playoff bound, one against the Golden Knights, who are playoff bound. They were good wins. They went 5-2 in the last seven games to finish off a season. And I was thinking, okay, was that Vancouver resting? Was that Edmonton resting last night? Were they getting
Edmonton?
Guys?
Edmonton didn't really have anything to play for. So when you get to the end of the season, you know, with the last game, you know, but like their top play, a lot of their top players played. That was very emotional. The Coyotes were going to beat anybody. You know, they would have beat the best Montreal Canadiens teams last night. I mean, they were going to win that game no matter who they played because of how the emotions that went into it. But sometimes, yeah, you'll rest, like, you know, with a game left or two games left, you got the playoff series come up, you may rest a guy, you know, especially if you've got a nagging injury. You'll hear a lot about this. Lower body injuries. It's the biggest thing in hockey. Lower body. Nobody will ever tell you what it is, but you'll hear it. He's got a lower body injury. He'll be reevaluated in 2 weeks. You'll never know what the injury is, but that's the injury that you're going to hear. Guys, I'm excited for you, and I'm excited for these players that they're going to have an owner that really cares instead of an owner that doesn't care. And I'm telling you, mark my words, I think that with one or two moves, maybe two or three, you guys will have a playoff team next year, and you'll have that excitement of knowing what a whiteout is like.
You just made the promo on that one, John. Good job, man. We appreciate it. Thanks for hanging out with us.
All right, you got it, boys. Take care.
John Gambadora, Arizona Sports, right here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Good dude. Fired up to he's been great, and great insight, great resource for us over the last couple weeks on this. The vote from the Board of Governors expected to go down around 1 o'clock our time. I would imagine before we hit 2 o'clock in the middle of our show, we'll have an official announcement the Coyotes are on their way to Salt Lake City. Hans and Scotty, this is 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
This is Jake Scott and Ben Anderson.
Phoenix Suns associate head coach Kevin Young is filing a long-term deal to become the next head coach at BYU. That's a huge hire. Kevin Young is the top assistant in the NBA right now. This is beyond best case scenario for the Cougars. This is a who's who of coaches. This is a real muscle flex from BYU to show that they still have a ton of power. I'm stunned. In all honesty, that's a crazy hire. He interviewed for the Jazz job before Will Hardy got it. He's been interviewing for the Raptors job. Like, you are not getting NBA coaches leaving the NBA when, like, their next job is an NBA head coaching job to go to college. Like, that is crazy. Now, what does he do with the job? Can he recruit? How does he get players, et cetera, et cetera? Those are all very big storylines, but, like, you could not have hit a better Grand Slam. Like, he might be a better coach than Mark Pope.
Hear Jake Scott and Ben Anderson every day from 10 to noon on 97.5 The KSL Sports Zone.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The murder of two men forces their families to wrestle with impossible questions. Who is forgiveness for? Does everyone deserve a second chance? Follow season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for the latest on the Jazz, Utes, Cougars, and Aggies?
Yeah,
we've got you covered. This is Hans Olsen and Scotty G on 97.5, The Sports Zone.
Hans and Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Hans, time for another edition of What You May Have Missed right here on 97.5.
Well, you know, I could have put this in the bad and the ugly, and it's crazy that this is happening. I mean, we just saw it happen in the Western Conference. Now we see it in the Eastern Conference. The play-in tournament led to Jimmy Butler injuring himself, and so they're going to be taking on the Chicago Bulls on Friday night, and there's going to be no Jimmy Butler. And you know, the tough thing is they already don't have Terry Rozier. They don't have Duncan Robinson. You throw Jimmy Butler off the court, and you've got pretty much nothing. And this happened last night against the 76ers in the play-in. Philadelphia locks in the 7, so they're locked and loaded and ready to go. Now you're just trying to figure out the 8 between Miami and Chicago. And it's a bummer. It's a bummer because we just saw this happen with Zion Williamson in the West. Zion is not going to be playing in his final opportunity in a play-in situation, and either will Jimmy Butler. And the Jimmy Butler one looked rough. Now, just a couple things about this. For those of you that were watching the game, he stayed. Like, he continued to play.
Which is remarkable.
And I think he had 10 or 12 points after the injury, but he said, yes, it doesn't feel right. Goes in, gets it scanned, and it is, in fact, a MCL injury. So, in his right leg. And it happened on a fast break, and he kind of paused up to put a layup. And I can't remember which 76er fell into him, but fell into the knee. And it's, man, it's just bad luck.
It really is.
Because postseason Jimmy's one of the best Jimmys.
Yeah, postseason Jimmy. And, you know, like, if this was – and to Zion, you know, if this was December, January, I'd be like, all right, Zion's being Zion. But – this is postseason basketball. This is real with
this,
him.
And it's elimination.
And anytime Jimmy Butler's hurt, you know that's real because that dude doesn't load manage.
Nope.
He always takes it serious.
Yeah, he'll push it all the way. I am enjoying the play-in more than I've ever enjoyed it.
I love it. I don't know why. And I didn't like it at first. Like, when they proposed, I'm like, okay, what are we doing here? This is gimmicky. But now I think it's awesome.
Well, I was trying to put it into terms because I watched both games last night, and they were a lot of fun. Both games were really good. Now, the Bulls kind of separated from the Hawks, but it was still a fun game to watch. And so I'm sitting there thinking, why am I into this play-in? And I think you come off the NCAA tournament one and done.
Yeah.
And you feel the heat of that one and done. And then you get the one and done aspect of the NBA. I think that's where it comes from. For me.
Yeah. I think that's fair.
Because I sit down with Rock, you know, Rock gets home for practice, and I sit down, and I got the Hawks Bulls recorded, and I sit down, I'm like, hey, son, this is elimination. This is for elimination. Hawks go home. They don't get another chance. And it's kind of like, oh, this is okay. Anytime it's a game seven elimination, or anytime there's a team that's in front of an elimination train, it's exciting. So I think the play-in tournament's here to stay.
Yeah, I agree. Hans and Scotty, 97.5, the EKSL Sports Zone. Bell Medical is here to help you get that get rid of that dad bod. Wendy's hanging out with us, and Wendy, we can't thank you enough for trying to help out our listeners a little bit. And you got a great special going on this dad bod special, $59.95.
We do. And I want to talk a little bit about price, because $59.95, I mean, to some that may seem like a lot of money, but I will tell you, for that price, we are removing the entire midsection of a man's body. You know, the upper area, the lower area of the body, and then flanks, love handles. So all the areas that seem to be the most stubborn, we're able to go in and remove those areas. And in most cases, men have muscle underneath that that they can't see. So the one thing that we've seen with men that are, they're so happy, is that when you get the stubborn, pinchable fat gone, they start to see efforts. They start to see things underneath that they wouldn't have seen without that being taken away for them.
They've been going to the gym and working out, and they're thinking, okay, it's not working. And then all of a sudden you remove that fat. Like, oh yeah, it has been working. I just haven't been able to see it.
It absolutely has been working. It's really not their fault that they can't see it. So, you know, that price is permanent. That price is a game changer. And I think, you know, Bell Medical does try really hard to make the price point affordable and reachable.
Bell Sculpt is a fat removal, just for the layman. It's just fat removal. So
perfectly said.
So for the men out there that are dealing with that really stubborn area, and a lot of times it's love handles, a lot of times it is just that front part of the belly, right under the belly button.
Right.
This is an option to get that gone.
An option that works. It's not a guessing game.
It's a proven option.
It's a proven option.
And it's safe.
It is absolutely safe.
Now, help me understand, Wendy, if I come in on a, let's say I come in on a Monday evening, your latest, how quickly can I be back to work? If it's just a partially strenuous job, how quick can I be back on the job?
If you're sitting, you could be talking the next day. You could be doing whatever on a computer the very next day. You come in to us, and let's just say you have an afternoon procedure. You'll go home and sleep off the oral medication that makes you sleepy and comfortable. And then part of our protocol is that we want you up and moving 1 to 2 miles the very next day. So that said, if you have a job that you can work a little, that's a little less strenuous, then you can be to work the next day.
Wow.
We often try to get, you know, we encourage patients, give yourself a day. You know, you'll be moving a little bit slower. It's like sore muscles. But if you sit on them, they will get more sore. So we want you up and moving and drinking water. We want you to be back to normal activity the next day. You'll be slower. It's a procedure. We're removing stubborn fat cells out of your body. So it is a procedure, but it is one that should not get in the way of your life. And so you'll be healing, and we walk you through a protocol in healing with us. We have massage therapists on staff to help with the achy muscles and different things like that. But we do the very best. We give you a pathway to make it easy to heal.
It's real simple. Go to bellmedical.com. Get more information on this, bellmedical.com. You also offer the semaglutide as well.
We absolutely do. That's another tool that we often partner with our procedure. They're different.
Yeah.
The procedure goes in and removes fat. It sculpts the body, and those fat cells are gone, never to return. The semaglutide helps additional weight loss. But the power in procedure is that those areas of the body will not return. And then the semaglutide is just a great way to get into good eating habits and, you know, curb appetite.
Go to bellmedical.com. That's B-E-L-L-E, medical.com. I think that's the best way to get this thing started. You heard the special, $59.95.
Right.
And are you able to find that on the website, or is that something that they need to bring that they got from the show?
No, you could mention it. I think it is on the website as well. And, you know, we offered that. That's the price we offer for that.
So go to Bell Medical, B-E-L-L-E, medical.com. If you're like me and this is the first time you're hearing of this, because this is foreign to me. I mean, I'd heard of liposuction back in the day, but I also knew that there were concerns that came along with it.
And horrible recovery. It's hard.
And that's why I asked the recovery. Yeah, I remember. I actually had a friend in college that did it. and it was
tough. It's so tough on the body.
To hear that this is less invasive,
absolutely,
but
it
still
is
an option to actually physically remove the fat cells out of the body.
Right.
It's a great option. Go check it out at bellmedical.com.
Thank you. It is.
Bellmedical.com. Let's get there now. 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The murder of two men forces their families to wrestle with impossible questions. Who is forgiveness for? Does everyone deserve a second chance? Follow season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.